is a female bachelor.
A lady in waiting.
Correct. Pay that man $8. Should a woman hold on to her youth?
Yes, but not when he's driving.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. As living proof to all you servicemen and women listening in over there that it does pay to be ignorant, here's another half hour with radio's biggest collection of zanies, the incomparable wits, George Shelton, Lulu McConnell, and Harry McNaughton, our doctor of music, Nat Novick, and the man who sticks his neck out every week at this time, our moderator, Tom Howard.
Quiz program, otherwise known as Education Takes a Holiday. We have a board of experts who are living proof that you don't have to be educated to make a living. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written a book entitled How to Catch Hay Fever in 3 Easy Lessons or Something to Sneeze About. But here he is, full of old wheezes, Mr. Harry McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
I knew it.
Mary had a bathing suit, the latest style, no doubt, for whenever she got in it, she was more than halfway out.
I don't believe it.
It's the bare fact.
It's all right. Next, we have a woman who has so many wrinkles in her face, she's got to put a bookmark between them in order to find her teeth in the morning. A woman who was born on New Year's Eve, and for 3 days her father thought it was a hangover, Miss Lulu McConnell.
You know this, Howard? When I was married, I kept our marriage a secret for 3 days.
Yeah, why did you wait 3 days?
I was waiting for my old man to sober up.
I see.
You see, I wanted him to be the first to know about it.
Oh, well, that's right. I see your point there. Next, you have a man so dumb, he shaved his hair off to see if he was bald-headed. A man who went out with a sweater girl just so he could pull the wool over her eyes. Over George Shelton.
Say, you know, Mr. Howard, we're having a little trouble over at our boarding house.
You are?
Yeah, a letter came from the ration board for one of our boarders and had some gasoline stamps in it.
Yeah?
He didn't get the letter and he thinks one of us boarders took the letter and took the stamps.
Yeah, well, what did you do with the stamps?
Well, I gave some of the stamps to a friend and I stuff. What do you mean?
Never mind.
Imagine that guy. You think I kept more for myself?
I see. Okay. You aren't selfish.
No, I'm Irish.
Okay, never mind. Now that you've met the experts, we'll get right on with the first question. Now, pay attention. Let's see if we can get a correct answer this evening,
yes,
please.
Yes.
Here is the question. Who discovered Newton's law of gravity?
Is that the question, Mr. Hart?
That is the question.
Thank you so much. Carry on.
Carry on. Would you know, Mr. Sheldon?
Would I know what?
Who discovered Newton's law of gravity?
No, I don't. I haven't read the papers lately.
I see.
Why don't you ask me if I know?
All right, well, do you know who discovered Newton's law of gravity?
No.
Have any of you ever heard of the law of gravity? Why, if it wasn't for the law of gravity, people wouldn't be able to stay on Earth.
Well, tell me, how did they stay on Earth before they passed the law?
Mr.
Howard, is that something like perpetual motion?
Perpetual motion?
Yeah, like the other day, I dropped my watch off the ferry boat in the river. And you know it's still running?
The watch?
No, the river.
The river. The law of gravity means that when something goes up, it's bound to come down.
No, does that mean the price of meat?
No, wait, we're not talking about meat, no.
Mr. Howard, did you say when something goes up, it's bound to come down?
That's right.
Well, anybody knows that. Throw something up in the air and it's bound to come down.
Yes, but what makes it come down?
Well, if it did... What?
I say, what makes it come down?
Listen, do I have to answer all the questions? Why pick on me all
Look,
the time?
Please.
Gee whiz! Gosh, holy smoke!
Yeah. Be careful of your language, Mr. Sheldon. There's sailors in the house. Do you know what makes it come down, Miss McConnell?
What makes what come down?
Anything. We'll say a baseball. When you throw a baseball in the air, what makes it come down?
I guess it didn't like it up there.
It didn't like it. It's the law of gravity.
Well, then how did it come down before?
It didn't.
You mean there was a time when a baseball would go up in the air and it didn't come down?
My goodness, they must have lost a lot of baseballs that way.
Wait a minute. The question is, please, who discovered the law of gravity? This man used to sit under an apple tree.
Why? Why did he sit under an apple tree?
He was thinking. He was wondering why apples fell down instead of up.
He was nuts, huh?
He was nuts. The next question.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Howard. I'm very sorry to interrupt you, sir, but there's a young lady here to see Miss McConnell.
Uh-huh. Well, that shouldn't be hard. On a clear day, you can see Miss McConnell from Coney Island.
Oh, yeah? Well, at least she can see me.
Yeah.
You're so skinny, if you stand sideways, no one can see you.
Okay.
Sure isn't.
Now, wait a minute, please. What is this? Wait a minute.
Good evening, Miss McConnell. Are you ready for your interview?
Yes. Interview? What do
you
mean? Interview.
Interview? Yes, interview.
Yeah?
I'm being interviewed by the famous fashion magazine, Vogue.
Vogue. But look, this is no time for an interview.
Tell me, Miss McConnell, have you any beauty secrets?
If she has any beauty, it's a secret to me.
You keep out of this. Some trouble.
All right, please.
Miss McConnell, what would you say was the first requisite of charm?
Well, now, let me see. I would say a soft, a cultured voice, like mine.
Like you. Yeah. That is if you intend making hog calling your career.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to forget that I'm a lady.
Why not? Everyone else has.
Miss McConnell, perhaps you'd care to tell your public how one goes about being a great actress.
Well, first of all...
I know just what you're going to say. First of all, you must take scrupulous care of your beauty, keeping the skin smooth, clear, and unwrinkled, the eyes bright, the teeth sparkling, and the hair a shining yellow. Am I right, Miss McConnell?
Well...
Now then, what would you say was second in importance to the career of an actress?
I would say...
You would say keeping trim. By that you mean keeping the figure slender and streamlined with exercise, plenty of rest, a balanced diet, and lots of fresh air. Am I right?
If you were permitted...
Thank you. Now, what about the cultural side of being an actress?
Well, as a matter of fact,
there's much more to being an actress than mere beauty. One must be well-read, a brilliant conversationalist, and have a deep and penetrating awareness of what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Tell me, Miss McConnell, is the life of an actress as easy as most people think it is?
Well, my answer
Your would answer be... would be a loud and resounding no. There are all sorts of things to keep an actress busy from morning till night. Rehearsals, press conferences, photographs, costume fittings. Anything else you can think of, Miss McConnell?
Well,
it doesn't matter. Just so our readers get an idea of all the little sidelights of a career in the theater. Please go on, Miss McConnell. This is so interesting.
Well, I...
You think it's getting late, and I've taken up too much of your time already. Well, I can tell you how illuminating this little talk with you has been. I know all our readers will just be thrilled to read all the splendid advice you've given them. Thank you for talking so freely and saying such wonderful things. Goodbye.
Mr. McConnell, I had no idea you were such a brilliant conversationalist. Now we'll get right along with our contestants. Why, Mr. Roberts, are getting the folks up here for want of something better to do, we'll hear from our Augustur, a group of people who started their career as musicians on the Staten Island ferry boat. That's why they're all wet. Here he is, Dr. Novick and his orchestra. High school played better than that. Well, who was our first contestant, Mr. Roberts, this evening?
Our first contestant tonight, Mr. Howard, is Private First Class Albert Patrizio of the United States Army.
Good. Good evening, Mr. Patrizio, and welcome to our program. We're very, very happy to have you with us. How do you feel, sir?
Pretty good, sir.
Well, that's fine. Where is your hometown? Would you care to tell us?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix.
What do you know about that? Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, hang my money on a willow limb and call me breathless.
All right.
Well, I used to work in that town.
In Phoenix.
Yeah, in Phoenix. I was a banker in a baker shop.
You were a banker in a baker shop?
I used to handle all the dough.
I see. You've got an awful crust. Let's get on there. Pay no attention to them at all, my friend. How long have you been in the service?
Over 9 years.
9 years? My goodness. What do you think of that? Congratulations. 9 years. I bet when you first went in, you thought it was going to be a steady job. What do you think of that?
I say, you know, Private Patrizio, I'm an old serviceman myself.
You're an old serviceman?
Yes, I used to run a gas station.
Okay. And you're still full of it, I'm sure.
I used to run a gas station.
I'm not talking to you. I'll talk to you, mister. What did you do?
I used to work in a shipyard.
In a shipyard? Well, I notice you got quite a lot of deck. Why, is that the Purple Heart I see you have there?
Yes, sir.
Why, isn't that marvelous? That's great. Boy, I wish I could afford it. You would be good for $100 tonight, if I know anything. And you've got other ribbons. You got a spear. That means an invasion, don't it?
Arrowhead.
Huh?
Arrowhead.
An arrowhead. I call it a spear. I'm not educated. That means that means you've been in an invasion.
Yes, sir.
And those three stars, what are they, combat?
Combat stars.
Combat stars. Well, boy, more power to you. We certainly are proud of you.
Please.
We certainly are glad to have you with us tonight.
Yeah, we sure are.
I said that.
Well, what's your first name, honey?
Al.
What?
Al.
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 That's a nice name, Al.
Yeah,
he's cute, ain't he?
Yeah, he's quite a soldier.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know lots of people in Arizona?
Yeah, okay.
I love Arizona.
All right, please.
I love to hear... Oh, he is a darling, though. Yeah. He's you can just call me Bacon.
Yeah.
I sizzle.
Yeah. And you're just as fat. Never mind. I tell you what you can do if you'll help us out. Will you reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, please? And when you get one, would you be kind enough to read it right into the microphone? Just take your time and read it.
What garden implement is mentioned in the expression, let's call a spade a spade?
Very good. What garden implement is mentioned in the expression, let's call a spade a spade?
Let's call a what a what?
Let's call a spade a spade.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
It's going to be lots of fun.
All right, please.
A spade is a spade.
All right, that's not what I mean. Mr. McNaughton, were you always so stupid?
Oh, no, it took years.
Yeah, I bet. Look, I'm just trying to get an answer to our friend's question.
What was the question, Mr. Howard?
Was Mr. McNaughton always stupid?
That was not the question.
That was the question I heard.
All right.
How many questions you ask it was? Why don't you give us one at a time? What do you think I am? Don't tell me.
All right.
You're a dumb truck.
Look, the question is, what garden implement is mentioned in the expression, let's call a spade a spade?
I'm sorry, Mr. Howard, awfully sorry, but at no point in your conversation did I hear you mention a garden implement.
Me either.
Oh, is that so? Well, what would you call a spade?
A spade?
I mean, what else would you call it?
Well, I might call it Trump, you see.
I see.
Of course, that would all depend on my partner's bid.
What did you bargain your bid?
Four hard.
I doubled four hard.
I passed.
I redoubled.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this?
Somebody reneged.
Look, this is not a bridge game. I'm talking about a garden implement.
Talking about gardens, you know, I have roses in my garden that look just like daisies.
Roses that look like daisies? Where'd you get them?
Same place Daisy got hers.
Coincidence, we have rambling roses in our garden.
Yeah, do they ramble?
Do they ramble? Why, 3 weeks after we planted them, we got a card from them, from Honolulu.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McNaughton.
What are you thanking him for?
Did you hear what he said? He called me Honolulu.
Ah, please. He said Honolulu.
Can I have it if he can't talk, please?
All right, never mind.
Say, you know, I just got a letter from my Uncle Webb put up on the farm. He's getting to be a regular Luther Burbank. He's crossing cucumbers with sweet potatoes.
Crossing cucumbers with sweet potatoes? What does he expect to get?
Sweet pickles.
So that's how they get sweet pickles, huh?
Yeah. I'd like to see you pickle.
It's a date.
It's a date.
Tell me, yeah. Has your Uncle Webfoot got any cows up on his farm?
Oh, he has lots of cows.
Yeah? How many heads?
One for each cow.
Speaking about cucumbers, when my old man plants cucumbers, he turns the seeds upside down and inside out.
Yeah, why does he do that?
So the cucumbers will have dimples instead of warts.
Thank you. another contestant, please?
Yes, we have, Mr. Howard, and I should like you to meet now Sergeant Hilda Jansen of the Women's Army Corps.
Well, what a fine-looking girl she is. We are indeed happy to have you with us, Miss Jansen. How do you feel this evening?
I feel fine, Mr. Howard.
Well, that's fine. I'm happy to hear that. Where is your hometown? Would you care to tell us?
Yes, my home's in Fresno, California.
Fresno, California. All the way from Fresno. Good.
Fresno, California.
Fresno.
Very charming lady. Yes, Fresno, California. You know, I work for the FBI in that town.
The FBI? You mean the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
No, Fuller Brush Incorporated. I cleaned up, too.
Okay, too bad. Somebody don't brush, pay no attention to them at all. Is the air too warm for you in here, Mr. McNaughton?
Well, not at all, old boy. No, just keep on talking.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I'm awfully sorry for the interruption. What are you doing in New York?
I'm here on a pass.
On a pass. Are you enjoying yourself?
Very much.
You like New York City?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Yes. That's great. What did you do before you went into service?
I stayed home and helped my mother.
You helped your mother? Well, that's fine. I bet you were a big help to your mother, too. And I know of no better. Are you talking or is your teeth backfiring?
I'd like to get an engine roadways here.
An engine roadways.
The young lady's looking at me because I'm good looking and alone, and you won't let us float.
Oh, yeah. What would you like to say to the young
lady? I just wanted to ask the young lady, do you mind your own business and leave us alone?
Yeah. The man is getting irritated.
I just thought I recognized her.
Oh, you did?
I didn't know. Maybe I met her in Brooklyn or something.
No.
Were you ever to Canarsie?
Ah, oh, cut it out, Canarsie.
Greenpoint or Coney Island, none of those joints.
Coney Island.
I bet I met you up in Canada sometime.
Ah, oh, shut up. You were never in Canada in your life.
Oh, wasn't it, I was up in Quebec. I go up there. I go up there every winter. I go up there to hunt in the wintertime.
I see.
Go up to Canada every... Oh, great hunting up there. I go up every winter to, and I hunt there.
Yeah, well, what do you get?
What do you get? Pneumonia. My clothes.
Yes, a good idea.
Well, you know, it gets down to zero up there.
Yes, it's certain.
I wonder why zero is so cold.
All right. I guess it's the humidity. Will you shut up, please?
I like your hair, honey. Yeah. You know, I'm starting to wear my hair up on the top of my head. Yeah. My old man likes it better that way.
Oh, he does, eh? He likes it on the top of your head.
Yeah. He says it gives him a better grip.
Miss Jansen, will you do us a favor and reach into the dunce cap there and pick out a question for us, please? And when you get one, would you be kind enough to read it right into the microphone, if you will?
What key is Rubinstein's Melody in F written in?
Thank you. What key is Rubinstein's Melody in F written in?
You mean F like in potatoes?
There is no F in potatoes.
No? How about French fries?
You know, Mr. Howard, I met a man named Rubinstein in Atlantic City last summer. Had his family with him.
All right.
Lovely daughter, yes. I mean the younger one.
Did he write Rubinstein's Melody in there?
No, but he wrote me from Syracuse.
What's that got to do with it, please?
You know, wait a minute. I know a fellow in Syracuse. It might be the second one.
Where at?
Syracuse! Did I help him the bridge is loose?
All right.
The only trouble is,
you say you...
I met a fella in Syracuse. Mike, does he stutter?
Only when he talks.
Do any of you know anything about music?
What are you talking about? I used to play in an orchestra. I used to play the triangle.
The triangle?
Yeah, you know, one of those things that you hit on and you go ding, ding, dong, dong, ding, ding, dong, dong.
Beautiful.
They fired me.
Yeah, why?
I dong when I should have dinged. Jealous leader.
A narrow-minded leader.
And I didn't have a white coat on in the fire.
Let's get on here with a question.
Where were
you? You know when I play the piano, Mr. Howard?
Wait a minute. You play the piano?
Yep. I haven't played it much lately, though. Our piano stool is broke.
Uh-huh.
It's all wobbly.
All right.
It just wobbles from one side to the other.
Oh, never mind.
I sit down to play The End of a Perfect Day, and I wind up playing The Jersey Bounce.
It has nothing to do with the question. What key was Rubinstein's melody enough written in?
Speaking of music, you know, I joined a trio once.
You did? What happened?
Oh, funny thing. You know, it became a quartet.
It became a quartet.
They say music is good for the soul.
Oh, I love music.
Yeah, it's good for the heel, too.
Oh, is that so? Well, me and another fella sang in Bordeaux once.
Yeah, that once was enough.
Yeah. We were known as the Chiropractor Brothers.
The Chiropractor Brothers?
Yeah, we used to sing in all the joints.
Oh, that's
I know a girl who plays by ear, plays the piano by ear.
That's nothing. My grandfather fiddles with his whiskers.
Look, please. A man by the name of Rubinstein wrote a melody. He wrote it in the key of F. Now, what key was Rubinstein's melody of F written in?
What was the name of the melody, Mr. Howard?
Rubinstein's melody in F.
Yes, I know, but what was the name of it?
I just told you.
You just told me the key it was written in. I want to know the name of the melody.
Ah, nuts.
Never heard of it.
At our boarding house, a fella tried to play the piano, but it was full of sand.
Sand? They had the sand get in the piano.
I don't know. Somebody must have been playing the desert song, I guess.
Well, another session of our quiz show is ended, but we'll be back again next week, same time, same station. We'd like to have you listen. Now, here's a young man with a voice like a nightingale with laryngitis to tell you what we mean when we say...
It's very stupid ignorant, stupid dumb, stupid dense, stupid ignorant. It's very stupid ignorant, just like me.
Pays to Be Ignorant, starring Tom Howard, Harry McNaughton, George Sheldon, and Lulu McConnell, with another guest expert and Nat Novick's rhythm butcher. We'll be back to test you again next week. Ken Roberts saying so long for the Armed Forces Radio Service.